How does anxiety or depression manifest itself in adolescence? Can you give some examples, and how should parents handle these situations?
That's tricky. There are some very typical manifestations of depression in teens that I think most of us would be aware of, and those include mood and behavioral changes such as sadness or tearfulness, hopelessness, inability to concentrate, when kids have a loss of energy, when their sleep is disturbed. Often these kids tend to have a lot of self-criticism and very low self-esteem. And of course, when kids have suicidal crises, these are pretty typical manifestations of depression in teens. But I think there are a whole bunch of manifestations that are a little bit more subtle, and these are withdrawal from family and social activities, irritability, like fights and moodiness, school underachievement, truancy, failure there, substance use and abuse, because often kids will use illegal substances to self-medicate for feelings of depression or anxiety. And then, of course, the frequent aches and pains and somatic symptoms that a lot of our pediatricians see that really have no clear medical cause. I mean, for example, I treated an adolescent boy recently who complained of persistent dizziness and had seen multiple specialists, had many radiological tests, and it turned out that he had an anxiety disorder and was just very fearful about leaving his house. Or another example is another patient of mine was recently brought in by her mom, and her mom complained that she was lazy. She would just stay in her room and would not help with chores. And after some short investigation, she admitted to a recent relationship breakup that had precipitated a deep depression, and that withdrawal from her family was how she manifested this. So what can parents do? Parents should notice if their child is irritable or withdrawn, and they should try to open a dialogue with that child. But they have to be careful not to be judgmental. They have to listen. Don't minimize the child's feelings. And I think this is something we all fall into, a bad trap of trying to solve the problem. I don't think the kids necessarily want the parent to solve the problem. They want the parent to listen and understand and to acknowledge the feeling, validate it, and then afterwards ask how you can help. And, of course, making an appointment with a pediatrician to discuss can be very helpful for the parent.